The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Great to be back with you once again this week. For 25 years, we've been helping folks at Stanford Property, and we would love to help you at least sort out your situation. There's no charge or obligation. You can give us a call anytime to do that. I think Mike Staton, my very able sidekick here, and a member and very important member of our Stanford Property Brain Trust, where we solve problems and challenges folks have with real estate, is here with us today. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Chuck?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. I'm really excited to be here again, and I want to invite all of our listeners to give us a call here at 888-NO-TAXES in case they have any specific questions or general questions or like us to talk about something on the air. You know, give us a ring, and we're happy to talk with you and see what we can do, or just, you know, talk about your ideas.
So 888-NO-TAXES, Mike, is that a come on here? I mean, a lot of people come to me and say, hey, you cannot avoid taxes. You might be able to defer them, but you can't avoid them. And what do we usually say to that?
We say you're wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't try to throw it in people's face or anything, but there are strategies where you can avoid capital gains taxes on the sale of your property if you do it correctly, if you follow a plan and you make it work. And we help our clients do that day in, day out.
And this is in compliance with the tax code.
Absolutely.
And we always tell our clients, go talk to your CPA or your tax advisor and verify our information. Mm-hmm. It's very important for them to get a second opinion in any case.
Yeah, and, always.
Yeah, but very often the accountants will call me and say, hey, that's a really interesting strategy. Never thought about doing it that way, but yeah, it passes muster. And so I always say passes muster, but no, it's really muster, isn't it?
It is muster, but that's okay.
You can pass the mustard if you
like.
I kind of feel like a hot dog right now, actually.
There you go.
We'll go to a ball game.
Yeah, right.
There's probably a great ball game on right now, and here we have to do a real estate discussion.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, I enjoy both. So
yeah. Well, me too. That is true. So looking around at some of these, newspaper clippings and stuff, I saw this great ad. It said it was a guy ringing a doorbell, and it said, "Home inspection reveals doorbell doesn't work." And then the tagline is, "Better ask for all new wiring, new furnace, water softener, and a jacuzzi tub."
Oh, yeah. Might as well ask for it all. Sure.
And I always tell my clients, they say, you know, you make these big commissions on helping people buy and sell property. Why is it worth that much? Now, the buyers don't mind because the sellers typically pay the commission, almost always. But the sellers are like, gee, you know, what is this about? Well, just last week, I had a client come in and ask me to help represent them in negotiating a sale on their property. And they were selling it to the neighbor, and it was a friendly transaction. And so it wasn't I was acting as a consultant in that transaction, not as a real estate broker in the MLS. And so they already had the buyer, and they said, you know, we've already negotiated the price, and everything's cool, and it's an as-is sale. He knows that. Yes, we're giving him a sweetheart deal as far as price goes. And I showed them the comps and said, you don't have to do this, not in this marketplace. But the guy was very lucky. And lo and behold, about 3 or 4 days later, they had a home inspection. He came back with a bunch of demands for more reduction on the price.
Wow.
And that's one of the value.
After the sweetheart deal he got
after
offered.
The sweetheart deal. And so we all knew, of course, he wanted to buy this property and wasn't going to pass up on it.
Yeah.
So he didn't get his requests. We were nice about it, but we were not going to concede any further requests. But that is what happens. You know, the doorbell doesn't work. So, gee, can you, you know, in his case, he wanted almost a $25,000 concession.
Ooh.
And that's a lot of money.
For a non-working doorbell.
Yeah.
$25,000. Right. This is a $25,000 doorbell right here.
Yes, that's right. Well, maybe if it's on the White House, but I don't know.
No kidding.
Yeah, it might have historical value or something.
Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can market a property. And in this case, it was selling to a neighbor. But I did see an advertisement, a for sale sign on a house, and it looked like they had a additional unit on on the building. You know, often those are called mother-in-law units. And so I saw this for sale sign. It had a rider above the sign, so that it read mother-in-law. For sale.
Yes. They're not getting multiple offers on that particular offer, but heavily discounted too.
I think it might need to be. Yeah, that could be a difficult sell.
Yeah, it could be a difficult sell.
But they may want to reevaluate how they're marketing that one.
Yeah, because
mother-in-law units are very, very useful, and mother-in-laws, you know, they're useful.
They can be useful as well. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, when they're the mother of the person that you love, you have to give them credit for something. Let's face that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's So that's great. Today, I wanted to kind of go through a little bit, of a primer for real estate. Again, we do this periodically, and to help our listeners, because many of them just join us. Many are first time listeners today, I'm sure.
Right.
We often say that real estate is the ideal investment. Because it can provide and often provides income. That's the I. The D is depreciation. The E is equity buildup. The A is appreciation. And the L is leverage. And any one of those tools or benefits can be very significant to your portfolio and to your lifestyle and your future. And we always talk to people about their lifestyle. We always want to know, how is their real estate serving them? If they're investors, that real estate should be creating an income for them, a legacy for them, and hopefully some other benefits for either their children or themselves or those people they love. And by using these benefits, leverage is a terrific benefit to use, and there's many different vantage points to view leverage in real estate and in life. You can leverage people. You can leverage your time. You can leverage your money. You can leverage your tenants, which we can get into if we have time, to create economies of scale, to create more income for you with less work.
Yeah. You know, I really like doing these fundamental shows because we can get back to basics and talk about what really makes a difference. And it's great. You know, you being an accredited wealth management advisor, you have a great insight into how real estate is a solid investment for people. And that's something that they can look at and make sure that they can build their own net worth using real estate because of these basic fundamentals.
I love to take investment products and repurpose them into real estate. For example, I like to look at the advantages of a lot of different types of investments that people are looking to solve a particular problem or solve a challenge in their life, create a particular benefit. And I maintain that in real estate, the properly selected real estate and properly managed real estate can provide more benefits than any other investment. I know that's a strong statement, but I have studied lots of different kinds of investments. For example, an annuity. The insurance annuities have some very good benefits. They're very good to be used in an estate plan. They have tax benefits. They have income benefits. But in terms of structuring that income, there's less flexibility there than you have as a real estate person. As a real estate person, particularly if you negotiate private financing on your real estate, you are in a position of tremendous flexibility, and you can create tax advantage strategies on your own or with the help of someone like Stanford Property or us. You can create that estate plan for yourself along with a great income and a great investment. And it's not to say that these other investment vehicles aren't and shouldn't be a part of your diversified portfolio. They should be to keep it diversified and not put all your eggs in one basket. But I remember Peter Lynch, who was probably one of the most brilliant stock pickers of the last century, He retired from Fidelity Magellan when he was 45 or 46. Just a brilliant Wunderkind of investing. He always talked about diversification as diversification. He said, when you find a winner, you put your eggs in that basket and you move with it. And really a contrarian point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel the same way, not to the same extent, but I feel the same way with real estate. If you get the right kind of benefits and you diversify your real estate, I'm comfortable having people have 60, 70, 75% of their portfolio in real estate, to be honest.
Yeah. It's an appreciating asset.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a great investment.
And it's an inflation hedge, and it's a tax-advantaged investment if you apply those strategies that are in the code correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a lot of people that are agreeing with you. I know a Gallup poll just released showed that 35%, which was the highest of any investment group that they were looking at in this survey, 35% of people chose real estate as their preferred investment over stocks, over bonds, over all sorts of other investment types. So that's a significant increase from 5 years ago when they did the same research. So now real estate's on the top as far as what people think is the best investment.
Yeah. We find that cyclical viewpoint a lot in these economic cycles. I've been through three major recessions in this economy. And the joke is, it's always a trick to try to figure out when you're close or at the top of a market, for example, and when you take some steps to minimize the bloodshed there. And they always say that when realtors start buying a lot of property, it's time to get out. And I'm a realtor, so I'm kind of making fun of my own self here. But the idea is that from a contrarian standpoint, you want to be doing something different than the masses. And right now, 35% of the people are looking back and saying real estate is a great investment. And it is a great investment. And
absolutely.
You're absolutely right. But what's important with real estate is the flexibility it provides. And so that if, in fact, you need to switch your real estate to make it more inflation proof or more tax advantaged, you can do this without paying capital gains tax if you know how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm. And we can help people with that.
Absolutely. We say to people, we'll show you to sell your property, whether it's your home or income property. We'll be able to show you how to sell that property without any capital gains tax exposure if you want to. And we do that. And it's when you save, like one of our clients did recently, over $600,000 in capital gains taxes, you end up having an income on that money that's very substantial. It can put your kids through college, whereas you would have paid it to the government.
Yeah. And that's a great thing to see somebody really appreciate the savings that they get when they do a strategy like that.
So now we know real estate is an ideal investment. So after the break, we should talk a little bit more about a question I get often, and that is, once I put my money into real estate, then I'm stuck. I can't, if I decide I want to invest in stocks later, it's too late, it's too bad. Yes, it has great tax advantages, but hey, I might not want to feel like I want to have all my money in real estate in the future. I might want to diversify, and I can't. That frightens me. And after the break, we're going to examine that question and find out if it's really true. And if it is, we'll find out ways that are legal to diversify if you wish to in the future. So I think we should take five, Mike, and we'll be back in just a few short moments to be with our listeners again. Thanks for listening.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Welcome back, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Thank you for listening, and thanks for staying with us. And if you're now just joining us today, we have been discussing the real estate benefits, the ideal benefits of real estate. IDEAL. That's an acronym for many of the benefits you can realize in real estate. We have Mike Staton with us. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Chuck?
Great. Terrific. I know there's a big moment coming up for you in your life.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking forward to the wedding. It's still a little bit away, but getting closer every day.
Oh, fantastic. You know, if you need somebody to go and do a champagne testing with you or cake testing, let me know.
Well, how about we do that right after the show?
I like that idea. That's great.
Maybe some mimosas or something in the afternoon.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That's terrific. Yep. We were talking before the break about real estate as being a great way to invest a significant amount of your proceeds because it's so flexible and it has so much benefit attached to it. And it can be designed as an investment vehicle with many of the same qualities and more flexibility because it's self-directed than mutual funds or annuities or other investment vehicles that you can look at. Not to say that those other investment vehicles don't serve a purpose for diversification, but we were talking about that, and a question I get a lot is, well, hey, if I put most of my eggs in the real estate basket, then I got to keep it there for the rest of my life. I don't know that I want to do that. I might change my mind in 10 years or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people can change their mind, and they can actually use that money for other investment types if they want to. Exactly. They are not stuck in real estate.
That's
so
right.
I know a lot of people think that that's the case, or real estate is difficult to manage, or you know, primarily, like you're saying, people think it's hard to get out of.
That's right.
But no, not if you plan it and you manage it correctly. It's very flexible.
That's right. And I get even sophisticated people who understand what a 1031 exchange is and how you can protect your investment property from capital gains there. They will come and say, hey, but you got to keep it all in real estate and you can't diversify that money and so forth. And that's not true. We have our legacy investment plan shows people of how to even on their personal residence, how to pull out significant cash assets to diversify and reinvest in other vehicles if they so choose, and keep a portion in real estate, and create essentially an estate plan for themselves that is pretty foolproof, and it provides a hedge against inflation. It provides tremendous income. It provides a free and clear home if they want it to, and it's just a terrific plan. We've gotten great reviews on it.
Yeah, it really works well. It provides a lot of flexibility, and it does allow people to invest in other asset types if they want to, using the equity that they've built up in their investment real estate. Yep. So it makes sense. People
Their personal real estate for that rather,
or the personal home. If
yep, that's right.
if they choose to do that, we have systems that work for either situation. But people primarily think, well, I can't really do that with an exchange because the exchange rules say you have to exchange like kind for like kind, and that's where our system really has a major advantage there because it does do that, but at the same time, it enables you to use part of that equity to take it out and put it into another asset class if that's what you choose, even with the exchange regulations.
That's right. Or even pull it out tax-free and send your kids to college, for example. It is tax-free, and that's not a misnomer. It's not tax-deferred, but the money in our legacy investment plan is tax-free. And we'll explain that to anybody that wants to call. We have a 24/7 number, don't we, Mike?
We sure do. It's 888-NO-TAXES, and people, you know, often give us a call and ask, you know, well, what about this legacy investment plan or your legacy reinvestment plan? You know, what does that do for me? How can I use that to make a legacy for myself and my family? Or they give us a call and say, hey, I got a question that I'd like you to talk about on the air. So we invite our listeners to do that. Again, the number is 888-NO-TAXES. And we love hearing from you.
You bet. And there's a Gmail address, isn't there?
Or... There sure is, yeah. You can email us if that works better for you. Hi, Dr. Chuck@gmail.com. That's HIDR Chuck@gmail.com.
Wow. This Dr. Chuck fellow, does he give advice on lower back pain or anything?
Yeah, you know what? he probably has some suggestions for you, but he really gives advice on real estate. And well, I've listened to him for many, many years, and I really appreciate his opinion because he knows what's going on.
Yeah. Well, my best advice for lower back pain is get out of property management.
There you go. That's
and
good.
We have many strategies to show you how to get out of property management, increase your income, honest to God, and pay no capital gains tax legally. And we always tell our clients, go see your CPA, go see your enrolled agent, whoever you use for your tax advice. You know, and very often I'll get phone calls from the CPA, and they'll say, just recently we got one from the gentleman in Mountain View, and hey, this strategy, I didn't know you could do this. This is fabulous. It passed the muster. I always say pass the mustard, but I'm not in the mood for a hot dog right now. But champagne after the show.
Excellent.
Mike, for sure.
Good.
But anyway, it passes the muster. It is in the tax code and the revenue rulings that we have researched very carefully, and it's pretty foolproof. So we're very proud of it and very happy to show people how to maximize their investment, how to avoid paying needless capital gains tax when they diversify or when they sell their property. And then take the advantage, getting back to what we said in the beginning of the program, of real estate as the ideal investment.
Right.
With the income, the depreciation, the equity buildup, the appreciation, and the leverage that we have in the problem.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, these fundamental shows are really helpful because we can go over some of those major things. I know we've talked a lot about how you're not going to be stuck in real estate. You have options, and that's a really powerful thing. Maybe we can talk about a couple. I don't know if we have time to talk about every one of the 5 points of the ideal acronym here, but sure. You were talking about leverage and how you can really use that to your advantage.
Yes.
Maybe we can go into that a little bit more.
Sure. I think leverage is probably, it's hard to say which benefit is the greatest benefit because the tax benefits are tremendous. But if leverage is applied well in anything, in any investment, in anything in life really, let's face it, delegation of a task is leverage. You're using other people's time. And theoretically, you're hiring people that you pay less than you'd pay yourself to get a job done. That's a simple form of leverage.
Sure.
Every time you go to a bank and you ask a bank to finance a property, they don't own that property and hopefully never will. Hopefully, there's no foreclosure later on.
Right.
But they don't own that property, and you are leveraging that asset by putting a small amount down. With stocks, you can margin stocks at 50%. With real estate, you can margin your real estate literally 0% down if you know how to negotiate it. But more commonly, you can leverage real estate with 20% down or 10% down very routinely. That's a huge benefit with leverage.
Absolutely.
Now, most recently, in the property management business, and we've been in that business 25 years, we're always looking for ways to maximize profit for our clients and eliminate expenses. And we have investments that do that. But if you have a piece of real estate these days and you want to maximize your income, you can use leverage in the form of Airbnb, for example.
Hey, there you go.
You know, you can put 2, 3, 4 people in a bedroom at one time. Oh, it's ghastly. But people...
Well, it's not that ghastly. It's very, very common in the market around here.
You're younger than I am, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's not my living arrangement, I'll tell you that. It is something that is very common. And a lot of young engineers coming out of school, they're used to a dorm environment. And, you know, they work hard and they're okay with this type of environment that's more communal and social.
I talked to a guy yesterday who's involved in that, and there's some students from China who are sleeping on the floor in Palo Alto, paying $900 a month for that.
No.
And they don't mind. They don't bat an eyelid. This particular guy he was talking about is a medical student, and I guess he's used to sleeping on the floor, and he's willing to pay $900 to do that.
Well, he's probably figured out that lower back pain issue, so he might as well sleep on the floor, I guess.
So, Mike, in a future program, let's talk, do a deeper dive and talk more about all of these benefits, because leverage alone could be a show, and
we
probably should do that. But we've planted a few seeds in our listeners' minds here. Hopefully, you'll give us a call if you need to and talk about some challenges or some possibilities or some dreams you have about life, and let us help you find a way to use what you already have to get what you need to realize your dreams. Thank you, Mike, for being with us.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure. And Mike, back in the engineering room, thank you for helping us. Yes, he's clapping for himself, but I'm clapping for him as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
And to yes, it has. And to our listeners, give us a call anytime. Look forward to talking with you. Let's meet each other again next week for another show with Dr. Chuck. And thanks so much for being with us. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.